Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, so things are sort of getting a little nasty outside right now because it's the last couple of days of shopping here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are some retailers that purposely may put as few items that are hot on the shelf as possible to create some kind of hysteria.
Oh, totally.
So really anything can happen over the next 4 days.
You were just talking about the Wii. That would be a perfect example. I mean, they were struggling with that for the first year it was out, you know, like, and Nintendo's famous for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they know that they're going to sell 1 million game systems, so they manufacture 600,000. Just
right.
To create the hysteria and the excitement and keep it in the news and everything.
And sometimes it just gets out of hand.
But then it opens up to a whole bunch of other situations. Jessica, I went to the mall both days. Jessica and I went on Sunday. And like the parking lot, even mall's not really as crowded as I've seen it in Christmases past. But people still get oddly competitive for the close-up parking spots.
Oh, sure.
Even though 2 rows away, there's 5 empty spots. Like, I think it's just this animal instinct that comes out. Like, people... You know, their endorphins are up, the adrenaline's pumping, and they're like, that's
it's more
my
about
spot.
Wins and losses at this point.
And then you have the people, the people who are calling our, you know, retail rant line, the employees who have just been dealing with it since the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Jessica and I had to get a gift certificate from somebody who was so salty, never once made eye contact with us, just mad at the fact that we were purchasing something from them. So there's all these factors into place, which got me thinking, somebody this holiday season has had to have gotten into a physical altercation while buying their Christmas gifts.
404-741-Q100.
Now, it could be a situation like, how about this maneuver? You're in the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
and you're there, your blinker's on, but the car backs out. In the opposite, reverses out in the opposite direction.
Kind of C-blocks you.
Yeah, and backs out and then takes off, allowing a car to come from the other side
yes.
and move into your spot, even though you were clearly there first with your signal.
Infuriating.
Somebody,
is your spot.
That happened to somebody. They snapped and got out, went up and knocked on the window.
I bet that's happened already.
Yep, that could be one. How about this? How about, like Bert said, the toy or the whatever the last, you know, the hot item of the season
mm-hmm.
is, and the last one is on the shelf, and two people go for it at the same time? Somebody started shoving.
You've seen already the video of like when Walmart opens up for that big old sale, how people are running over each other.
That day after
somebody got killed.
To get to those
yeah.
sales, someone got killed.
Two people in America died the day after Thanksgiving.
From shopping related?
From shopping.
That is.
Two people lost their life because they were trying to get a discount.
I'm wondering
that
if there's...
That is so sad.
What if there's an employee of the store? Like I was just thinking, what if we just... The girl that we were buying the gift certificate from yesterday, what if we just decided to antagonize her and just push her and push her and push her to the point where she threw the gift certificate at us?
There
just
could be a point.
It, like, threw the whole thing right at us.
There could be a point where, because they've probably had those like Grey's Anatomy moments where you've thought about doing something, but then
yeah.
it flashes back and you didn't do it. Where you're working in retail
yes.
and you want to like, you want to slap somebody or you just want to push one of your customers, but you normally don't, but you snapped. A couple
yeah.
of days ago, you're like, you know what? It's going to be worth it.
I could have gotten into an altercation this weekend. I was at Macy's actually looking in the men's section for something for my dad.
Yeah.
And was looking specifically for this one color and one size, but there wasn't a ton left on the rack. And there was another woman on the rack, and we were like circling each other. And I was like, if she puts her hand on the only large in gray, I am going to smack her.
Here's the one that I got, again on Friday, is you're up at the counter, and the salesperson is helping you, yet somebody has to come. They think that their question.
Can I just ask you a quick question?
Yeah, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, get to the end of the line, you can.
Right. Look, can't you see she's busy right now? Why is your question more important than what's going on with me right now?
Because they're not purchasing something, and you are.
Move away. Move away.
How about this one? When you're on the rack and you're looking at stuff, and somebody comes along and looks at the same rack and kind of closes your gap?
Yes. You know, you're like, hey, dude, I was here first.
Right.
I will smush your fingers in between these hangers.
They should make Risk for Cumberland Mall.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. So, Saturday, I'm at Walmart. My husband and I are at Walmart. We've got a cart with a few items in it. Guy in front of us in line has a soda. We're thinking, great. We'll get in. We'll pay real quick. Yeah, then comes his entire entourage with two carts. He was just holding the spot in line for them.
You can't do that.
That's not
right.
No! You can't
do that. So I'm sitting there kind of bitching, and yeah, they backed the cart into me.
On purpose?
On purpose. Well, I mean, I was bitching at him, but yeah.
So what'd you do back?
I had to bite my tongue.
Oh, you did. You took the high road.
Yeah, I tried. I mean, I was looking at what they had, what we had, and I was pissed. But if every other line had six people in it, so... Yeah.
It's very Christian of you to take the high road.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas, guys. Love you.
Thank you.
You can't call him. I was bitching at him to the point where he hit me with his cart and then go, hey, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody.
She didn't hit him back. Good morning, Ginger. You're on Q100.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
What's up?
I'm sorry?
Did you get in a fight?
Yeah, actually, it was one of the first things that Jeff talked about. This was last Christmas. I've been circling the parking lot for a good 20 minutes, and I finally found a parking spot. I found this woman walking to her car, and I was following her. And so she finally got to her car, told me where it was. I put on my blinker, and there was this other guy on the opposite side. And as soon as she did the reverse pull out, as soon as she pulled out, he tried to zip in. Well, I cut him off and almost hit the sucker. But we were not having it. No one was going to win this fight. It was hilarious, but I eventually did win. We got the mall security involved, but it was pretty funny.
I think we have to brainstorm on some generic parking rules. So, because most of the calls coming in have to do with parking spots and fighting. Like, I don't believe in the whole, if you're first in the aisle, that you get the entire aisle of cars.
No, it's just the spot closest to you.
Some think that if you are the first car,
so you can sit at the end of the aisle.
You can sit at the end of the aisle. That means anybody that leaves on that entire aisle, you've got the next spot that's available. No.
It's just going to be the one you're specifically going for.
Here's one that only applies, I think, during the holiday season. Because any other time of year, it's okay. But during the holiday season, the pull-through is not allowed. You are not allowed to pull into a spot, and if the one across from you opens up, keep coming through.
Agreed.
Because that jacks up anybody in the next aisle. If anybody's one aisle over and they see that, you can't do that.
Agreed.
And a blinker marks territory.
Yes.
So if your signal is on and it's turning right, you know, and somebody comes from the other side, and because of the way the first car backs out, if they can technically, physically get in the spot, it doesn't matter because you peed on it with your blinker.
You have the responsibility, too, as the person that's pulling out of your parking spot. You know who got, who was in line first, waiting for your spot.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to strategically pull your car out and block the later person and let the earlier person in.
I agree. Now, what do you guys call on when, say, you're driving along and you don't notice that this person is just about to put it in reverse? So, like, the front of your car has almost passed them?
If you have to reverse in order to pull back in,
then you've lost it.
If there's nobody behind you,
dang,
game on.
Because that timing is the worst.
Yeah, it is.
Like, just when you're pulling by them and you're like, you can see the little white lights for the reverse go on, you're like, ah!
Have you done this one where you're in one aisle and you see somebody pull out in the next aisle and you go 130 miles an hour to get to that thing?
Yes.
And following the customer is never allowed.
I disagree with you on that.
See, I think you can stalk people.
You can't shop or stalk.
Especially during the holidays, especially in these last couple of days.
You check up everybody behind you, and then what they end up doing is they cut across two rows anyways because they forgot where they parked, and they got to use the panic button on the remote.
I know. I do that almost every time. I
like to weld two seats to the front of my car so the people that are coming out of the mall could sit on top of my car, and I'll give them a ride right to their parked car.
Classic.
Good morning, Kenny. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, man.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I was at Lenox, and I was in the front parking lot, and I was circling around with my my wife for about a good 30 minutes, and you know how that is. And then I finally found a spot after really literally 30 minutes, and I waited. The person got in their car. They were pulling out, and they did what Jeff was talking about, where they pulled to the other side. Someone came from the other side, and I said, look, that's mine. I started pointing at them, and the lady that was pulling out even started pointing at me, letting the other guy know that was my spot. Well, she pulls away, and he pulls in the spot anyway. So then I go by, I pull down my window, I start yelling at him, and we do the whole flicking off thing, and he just didn't care. So then I pulled around another 20 minutes and finally found a spot. I told my wife I'm going to go key his car. And she says, don't do that. Please don't do that. He's in Mercedes. Just leave him alone. I said, okay, well, whatever. Well, let's go inside. We'll shop. And if I come back out and he's still out here, then I get my turn. And she said, well, okay, whatever. She just told me because she didn't think I would do it.
So using it as a sign from the shopping gods that right. If you go shopping, you come out, his car is still there, then it's eligible to get keyed.
The Lord of Lenox.
Exactly. Well, we gave him ample time. We were in there for a good hour and a half and came out, and sure enough, his car was still there. So I took the liberty of going and pulling out my key and doing it. Took a couple of scratches at his door, took another one down his hood.
Oh, you went at it. You had, like, rage.
Oh, yeah, I went at it. I took a couple of his doors plus his fender and his hood, so I don't know how much that came out to, but it was a nice-looking Mercedes.
He fully
did it feel good?
And he came out and he knew exactly who that was.
It felt really good. I mean, I didn't really care that anybody was looking. They probably knew what was going on.
Damn, dude. That's wow. Hard.
That's brutal.
That People can lose their minds this time of year, man. You really can.
Because everybody has so much more on their to-do list than normal, and we all already pack our schedules so full anyway, so it's like adding, there's just not enough hours in the day to get everything done, and then it takes longer to do the simple things. I don't know.
I said this to Jen last week. I mean, it's part of the holiday season to stress yourself out about it.
Yeah.
But think about it. I mean, just go back the last 10 years. Have you gotten it all done? And 95% of you will answer that question, yes.
Yeah.
So this is all part of the tradition of holiday. You got to stress yourself out about it. But at the end of the day, it's going to get done because it has for the last 20 years. But you can't think about that when you're...
No, because you still got to plug through it all. And you got to get it all done. It's not just going to happen on its own.
It's going to happen.
You know?
The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara to awakening your eyes with lift and color from the Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to when you want to amplify your everyday look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.